It is officially shopping season for the NFL, and today we're taking a look at the possibility of the Broncos' options in free agency for offensive tackles. I'm Matt Boyer along with Phil Milani. And Phil, offensive tackle is a position in need for every NFL team. However, the Broncos this year, some good options in free agency.
Yeah, let's start with Riley Reiff of the Detroit Lions here. Been blocking for Matthew Stafford. Just finished up his fifth season in the NFL. Can play either side of the line, which versatility like that is crucial, especially with injuries along the offensive line. You saw him there in pass protection. No real injury concerns for him. He started 14 games last season. And the interesting thing for the Lions is Larry Warford is also a free agent along the offensive line there. Maybe the Lions won't be able to keep both guys, and Riley Reiff could be a great option for the Broncos.
Historically, the Broncos do like very versatile offensive linemen. Reiff, a guy, like you said, could definitely be in the running for a possible blue and orange lineup spot. Now, moving on, we're going to go back to the AFC and a Baltimore Raven who does have a nice pedigree, Ricky Wagner.
Yeah, Ricky Wagner might be the best name on this list. He's going to have a high price, though. He was the 19th best tackle rated by Pro Football Focus last season. He's blocking Joe Flacco's right side there. Just finished up his fourth year, and he started all but three games over the last three seasons. You see here against the Jaguars, he's blocking Dante Fowler one-on-one there, one of the best young edge rushers in the NFL. And then you also see here he can get in the mix on the running game, sets a nice seal there for a little bit of a gain. And he's a player that I think the Broncos would be very interested in this free agency.
That was against one of the best defensive lines in football, the Jacksonville Jaguars. A lot of weapons along that defensive line. And a guy, like we said, with pedigree, a Wisconsin guy. You know they just pump him out there up in Big Ten country. So the last guy on our list, though, a veteran guy, Andrew Whitworth.
35 years old. He's played all 12 seasons in Cincinnati, and he has expressed interest in possibly wanting to join a contender. He's never won a playoff game in his career. And you can see here blocking for Andy Dalton, a left tackle here. He's probably going to be one of the best, biggest names out there. And the Broncos might be able to get a free agent like that on the cheaper end just because they want to win. You see here on a screen pass, he's able to set a screen there, and A.J. Green off to the races.
10 years in the league, is that a concern to you?
I don't think so, especially not for a guy like that. He hasn't really shown a ton of injury concerns. I think he could be a nice fit. And the Broncos have had a history of picking up a guy like Russell Okung comes in. Maybe Andrew Whitworth is a guy like that too.
A lot of good options, veteran guys and younger guys for the Broncos to possibly look at in free agency. We'll be continuing to look at all the position groups on DenverBroncos.com as free agency gets a little bit closer. But for now, for Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV. We'll see you again soon.